What's good with y'all? It's Cameron in the video. Straight like that. Comment down below what you want to see in the next one. Like and subscribe if you're brand new. And let's go ahead and get into it, man. So check this out, dude. You need to stop caring about women so much, bro. You need to stop caring about women so much. Every day you wake up and the first thing on your mind is, how can I raise up? How can I spit game? How can I do this? Who like my pictures on Instagram? Who's following me? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? Is she looking at me? Is she not looking at me? Do she like me? Do she not like me? All of these things you have to understand are distractions, bro. It's a distraction, dog. You have been worried about women for years and years and years. And let me ask you something right now. What have you gained from it? What have you gotten from worrying about girls all this time, dog? Absolutely nothing. You gained no value. You haven't leveled up at all. See, this is the thing. You know, we go from middle school to high school. As soon as we hit high school, our priorities switch just like that, bruh. We go from caring about Nintendo DS and Pokemon and PlayStation to now we caring about girls and stuff like that. And I get it. It's natural. You know what I mean? It happens as we start to grow up. But what you have to realize is that all of it is a distraction, bro. All of it is a distraction. Do not throw it away. Because what you got to understand is that most of these women out here are not even dateable. They don't even want to be in relationships. So why are you spending time worrying about them? Why do you care so much? Why do you care about getting girls so much, bro? Is it to fit in? Is it so that you can go back to your homeboys and be like, oh, you know, look what I did. Guess what I did? Guess who I've been talking to? Ask yourself, do you even really like these girls that you keep chasing? Do you even really like them like that? Or let me guess what it is. You just want to smash. You just want to go crazy. What is that going to really do for you other than lead to a potential unexpected pregnancies or STDs? Especially knowing where a lot of these girls have been already. Why would you keep chasing these girls, bro? All it is a distraction from the main goals of your life. That's all it is. It's just a distraction, bro. You on a path. You got to think of life as a path. You go just straight and narrow. It's very simple, bro. Life is extremely simple, but you keep making it more complicated for yourself. Let me really paint the picture for you right now, bro. There's dudes in their 30s and 40s and 50s that's still concerned about getting women, bro. 30s and 40s and 50s, still single, still looking to attract more women into their life, bro. Understand that dudes like that are the least happy dudes. Single dudes in their 30s, 40s, 50s, they try to put on this front like, oh, you know what I mean? I got the money, I got the looks, I got everything I need. I don't need to settle down. But the truth of the matter is that the reason that they keep needing to pick up these girls is so they could feel that void inside of them, bro. You don't want to be like that. You want to be that 30, 40, 50-year-old man at the bar, 30, 40, 50-year-old man at the club, 30, 40, 50-year-old dude at the party. That's a sad existence, dude. That is a very sad life. And that guy right there is trying to fill the void. I don't care what he tells you. I don't care. He can pull up in the flyest fit in the best car. It does not matter. Any guy that feels the need to keep attracting and keep picking up women has something missing inside of them, bro. At any age, really. At any age. That void will never, ever be filled by women. All they are is a distraction. For the most part, they're just a distraction. And you keep feeding into that distraction. Because you want to go crazy, you want to smash, you think it's fun. And I get it, bro. I get it. You probably young. It's fun to be messing with these girls. Oh, yeah, you know, it's cool. But then when you look back, you're going to realize you don't even remember half of their names, do you? Name five of the last girls you just talked to. I bet you can't. First and last name. You can't. Comment it down below. I'm serious, for real. You cannot remember these women's names. You can't remember the girls you had crushes on. Can't you? You can't remember the talking stages that you were in. Because none of it really mattered at the end of the day. It only mattered because you gave it fuel. You put gas in that car. And so now, when you're so focused on girls, they start to run your life. So now you keep figuring out. Now you start plotting up in your life. You start fake self-improving. Oh, let me get my bag up. Let me start self-improving. Let me start getting in the gym so that I can impress these girls, bro. Let me start doing this for women. Let me start doing this for girls. And it's a lot of dudes out here that will say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong with that. You want to know why, bro? Because if that's why you self-improvement, The moment a girl start to not like you, the moment you don't get the choosing signals that you've been looking for, the moment a girl breaks your heart or something like that, all that self-improvement is out the window. You're done. I know dudes like that. They self-improve so that they can get women. But as soon as something happened, as soon as the girl that they like don't like them back, oh, no, I'm not going to the gym today. Oh, no, I ain't doing this today. They don't really want it. You don't really want it. You only doing it so that you can get more women. Just face the fact. Just be honest with yourself. Be honest about that, bruh. You doing it so you can get girls.
Well, Cam, you know, it's okay because at the end of the day, I'm still self-improving, right?
It still matters the reason why you're doing it. Because if your why is based off of somebody else, if your why is based off of trying to prove yourself, then dog, the moment adversity comes, the moment that something happens in your life, you're no longer that self-improver that you claim to be. You're no longer the gym goer. You're no longer the bookworm. You're no longer the guy that's working on himself. You're no longer the guy that's abstaining from watching pornography. No, now you're the guy that does all of that stuff. You skip the gym. All you do is worry about women. I know because I've been there. They control your life, which is why you are still a simp. You're not still a simp because you out here, you know what I mean, being a pushover for these girls. No, you're a simp because they're all you think about. They control and run your life. They control and run your life, bruh. And here's the thing. The crazy part is that when you look back in life, bruh, you're going to realize that you did not enjoy the things that you could have enjoyed because you were constantly worried about females, bruh. It's probably been mad times when you've been out and about in public, at the mall, or wherever, and you were so busy looking at girls and stuff like that that you didn't enjoy you couldn't even enjoy the company of your own homies. It's dudes out here that won't even hang out with their bros unless there's girls involved, bro. And if it's no girls involved, it's like, oh, dude, what are we doing? I'm bored. You need some kind of stimulation. You need some kind of female to be there or something like that, bro. They run your life. They run your life. And the whole time, they're a distraction because half of these girls don't even really like you like that. Be real with yourself. They don't really even like you like that. Yet you're giving them most of your time. You're giving them most of your valuable attention. And it's crazy because you can't get time back, bro. Do you understand how valuable a resource time is? Dude, your time on earth is short. Bro, I'm 22. I swear, just yesterday I was like 15, 16, bro. I blinked and I'm 22. I'm getting old. I'm getting old. And you getting old every single day, every passing second. That's a second that you could have been working on yourself, working on your craft, getting to the bag. And I don't mean getting to the bag like that's the only thing you're chasing because money isn't everything, but money's still important. You worried about talking to girls and you don't have any money in your pocket. No money in your bank account. You have overdraft fees, bro. Overdraft fees. But you worried about trying to hit the club and trying to hit Ubers so you can get to the club. I used to be just like you, bro. I used to be in college living that lifestyle that you want to live. Living that same lifestyle you want to live. I've been there before, bro. You think I'm stupid, bro? I've been there before. Overdraft fees, yet I was still trying to drink, still trying to turn up. That's your lifestyle right now because you focus on the wrong things, dude. Do you understand that you have unlimited potential? You have unlimited potential right now. If you would just focus just for a little bit on you, if you would just focus just for a little bit on the right things, if you would just start praying, if you would just start hitting the gym for real so that you could actually look good and feel good. If you would just start changing your diet, if you would just start doing these little things, changing your habits just a little bit, just so that you can have a better life. It's crazy, bruh. Because you will have a better life if you do it for yourself. You will have a better life. It's like you keep like, oh, it's mind blowing to me that you wouldn't want to self-approve for your own good, bruh. It's like, why wouldn't you? You only helping yourself. You only helping yourself. And when you, and here's the kicker too. When you worried about girls so much, bruh, you start to get into the mindset of, I'm not good enough. You want to know why? Because it's always some kind of method. It's always, you know, I got to do the pullback method. I got to do this method to get girls. I got to do this to get her to chase me. I got to do this, 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 and that. Never, ever, ever, besides me, think about this. No guy that's ever given dating advice has ever said that you alone are enough. It's always you have to do this and this and that. If you yourself are never enough, then question yourself. Are these methods really working? Do these girls really like you? Man, in my honest opinion, man, fuck them methods, man. Fuck them methods. Fuck them games, bruh. You worried about playing games? You worried about pulling back and, oh, how can I get her to, how do I attract her? And can't make a video on how to attract her on the west side of LA and in front of a 7-Eleven. Bro, stop worrying about it. You always in a perpetual state of not feeling like you enough, of feeling like you have to do something else extra beside yourself to be more attracted to these girls, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. She either like you or you don't, to be honest. She either like you or she don't. That's just what it is. She either like you or she don't like you. You worried about playing some games. That mindset, you put yourself in an inferior mindset. You make yourself lower than you actually are because you feel like you got to keep doing something to get more girls. You feel like you are not enough. And when you feel like you're not enough, then that spreads to all areas of life. That's why you're so anxious inside. That's why you have such low self-esteem and low confidence. That's why it's so hard for you to have confidence. That's why it's so hard for you to have conversations with people. That's why it's so hard for you to just do anything in life, for you to move around, for you to do anything, because you constantly thinking about how you're not enough for people. And when you constantly think about how you're not enough for people, then, bro, your body goes where your mind goes. So when your mind is going down and you're thinking negative thoughts about yourself, what do you think is going to happen to your body? You're going to physically start to look worse. You're going to physically start looking worse because you're going to stop caring about yourself because you already think that you're some kind of unattractive creature. Come on, bruh. You have unlimited potential and you have limited time on the earth. But you got unlimited potential, bruh. God says that through him, all things are possible. You can achieve anything you want to, but you're worried about the wrong things. Anything, bro, do you realize how amazing that is? You could achieve anything. All you got to do is go out and do it, dog. It's time to start focusing on the right things. It's time to stop caring about girls, stop chasing them, and start chasing your dreams, dude. And the crazy part is, when you stop chasing these girls, the more that they will come. But you still got to stiff arm them because they all distractions for the most part. Now, if you find a girl and she's cool, then fine. I'm not saying completely ignore them. But stop caring about them so much. Stop being so focused on them. All right, bruh. That's all I got for y'all. I hope y'all got the message. Love y'all. I'm out here, man. Peace.